This week we'll see the official launch of the Central Satellite Navigation Centre for the Galileo Global Navigation System in Prague. Originally, 11 countries vied for a chance to host the site, which will oversee the launch of the European answer to America's GPS system. A day ahead of the opening ceremony in Prague's Holešovice district, Jan Wellinger spoke to the Czech commissioner for the project, Karol Dobeš, who described how far the project had come.
It was a long way. It took more than 6 years. We started 2006 and now we have success. It is not only prestige or image of Czech Republic. It was 11 countries. They wanted also get GSA. I think it's very important for the Czech economy and Czech industry. It's something like motivation, I would like to say. Then we have now some big companies from Europe in Czech Republic. For example, Thales Alenia Space and also OHB has some dependency in Czech Republic. We also have some companies that are now directly deliver parts for Galileo, for example, Frentech Brno. And we also have some companies that are actively working on applications for Galileo, for example, company Princip or other. For us, it's very important as member of European Space Agency ESA, also make some good cooperation between the European Space Agency and GSA.
Now, out of the 45 employees at the center due to open, how many are Czech nationals and how do you assess their involvement?
For Czech Republic, we have 10 people. We have people, for example, on the information level, they are working on GSA. We have also people in the Secretary of General Director. And I think it's very good result of Czech education, of Czech knowledge, that we have 10 people in GSA.
The Galileo Global Satellite Navigation System is meant to be up and running by 2014. What are the main areas or fields of specialization that it will serve?
80% of application will be in the transport sector. And it's very important also for intelligent traffic systems. And we, in Czech Republic, we have association for intelligent transport system. And there are a lot of companies that are using the data of satellite navigation. We also need the data from GMES, is global monitoring system for the maps and for the digital models. And I think it's very, very interesting from the long-term economic view for the Czech industry.
Now, in the autumn, the government is due to decide on subsidies or further funds for the European Space Agency, potentially boosting funds from 200 million crowns to 500 million. Do you think that the success of Galileo in Prague might influence that decision?
I think it's for the Czech economy, in long-term thinking, it's very important to get the new technology, new impulses. And I think the Czech government supported the GSA and will be also support the ESA program.
That was Karel Dobeš, ending that report by Jan Wellinger.